from KQED.
Hey everyone, I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jamidra.
And we're the hosts of
The Cooler,
your weekly dose of pop culture commentary. This week we are hosting the third annual Coolio Awards.
Hey!
Hey, hey, hey.
Star-studded.
We're all in our gowns.
Yes. Although last year Carly said, except for Emmanuel, who's naked? And I was like,
I said that?
Because I'm so excited.
Oh. Yeah.
So maybe I'm naked again this time, just to keep it consistent.
The birthday suit is still a suit.
You are correct. So last year we awarded such people as Beyonce, for basically everything she did in 2016,
Existing. Including
reviving the lemonade stand economy
for
young girls to snatch them coins. The chef Rachel Ray for surviving the onslaught of the Beehive when they thought she was Becky with the good hair, even though she's not Rachel Roy, but whatever. So this year we are rewarding new people for their accomplishments in 2017. These are the best and worst pop culture moments of the year. Who wants to go first?
Oh, wow. My first one is, it's a super personal one. It's the Coolio for the movie that made me love horror movies again.
Which one?
Well, there's a movie on Netflix called I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House. Super long title. It's a good old-fashioned, like, there's a ghost in this house story. And it is so atmospheric and, like, so insinuating that, like, anytime something actually happens, you feel terrified. I cannot recommend this movie enough.
I'm curious.
I have recommended it to people and they've all hated it. But genuinely watching this by myself in a very dark house alone, I remembered how wonderful it feels to be truly scared out of your skin by a scary movie.
It's giving me Mother vibes. It's not like Mother, is it?
We don't talk about that.
Okay. I'm just... Go and watch it.
I am 28 years old. I will never be 29.
So I would like to award a Coolio for Best Honorary Auntie to Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
We all know that she has helped us reclaim our time the entire year. She
Auntie
has
Maxine.
Been clapping back. And she has given me the power to go on in a very challenging year.
Yes.
And reclaim my time.
Reclaiming my time.
Yes, I am.
My time.
Every minute.
My time.
Every second.
My time.
Stop talking.
My time.
Do you know the rules?
My time.
When it's my time.
My time.
I can take it back.
My time.
Oh. I'm reclaiming my time.
And the award for best summation of what it feels like to survive 2017 goes to Sarah Jessica Parker from when she saw the solar eclipse and really was jazzed about it.
We did it. We made it. Oh my God. We saw it. It's so humbling. It's so extraordinary.
I've got another Coolio, and it is the I've been doing this for 10 years Coolio, and it goes to Tarana Burke.
She really has been doing that.
For those who don't know, you may remember an actress who's white called Alyssa Milano tweeting the idea that women should post their status on social media as Me Too if they have suffered sexual abuse or sexual harassment. It turns out that a gal called Tarana Burke has been doing this literally since 2007. Mm. She created Just Be Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that's been helping victims for that long, for a decade. And her online support network was named, say it with me, Me Too.
Me Too.
She's been doing this a while and she did not get the props for that.
She's not on the time cover.
Not that this space is like, oh, you know, it's all about props, but like, let's face it, she deserved them and didn't get them.
Jeez.
So.
Rude.
So rude. So the Coolio Award for Revealing the Ruse goes to someone who has revealed a very, very, very bewitching trend that has been happening in 2017. It goes to a, I guess I can call her a comedian or vlogger by the name of JJ Smith.
Oh, JJ!
Who has done a video about the perils of contouring and makeup. I've watched it a million times.
I almost ripped something internally from laughing so hard at this.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So let her detail the ways in which women betray you all.
I'm too poor for dental work, but I'm not too poor to contour. Makeup is for women who want husbands. Contouring is for women who want to leech the souls of their dead lovers and collect the inheritance of their ex-boyfriends who disappeared under mysterious circumstances. I don't know if you're supposed to put your contour on before the rest of your makeup or after the rest of your makeup, but it doesn't matter because men are stupid. So long as you look like a newborn baby, they are willing to mate with you. Once a man walked in on me while I was contouring. I had to pretend I was schizophrenic so he'd think that I was playing in cat shit and he'd leave me alone. If the men find out we can shapeshift, they're going to tell the church. You can pretend that you have no nostrils. Men will be bewitched and hand over their wallets. Men don't like nostrils. You want to look like a pterodactyl. Men love pterodactyls. Who needs air when I have another man's money?
Damn.
Phenomenal.
Best embodiment of stars, they're just like us, goes to Kris Jenner for saying the following.
The best story was on the cover of a magazine, it said that I was drunk and alone. And just for the record, is there a problem with that?
Love that forever.
Listen, that is all of us at one point or
right?
another. We have all been there.
They are just like us, those stars.
Yes.
Realist acceptance speech at an award show goes to Merritt Weaver from Nurse Jackie. She went up there and said this.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. I gotta go. Bye.
Coolio for most inefficient boycotter.
Wow, that's a very specific Google search there.
In response to the news that Colin Kaepernick was awarded the Courageous Advocate Award by the ACLU, someone called D. Martinez on Twitter replied, well, that makes one less college my children have to consider. ACLU is not a college.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yep.
God.
That's not efficient boycotting. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Best embodiment of It Me by an animal,
It Me,
Coolio, goes to a possum who lives in Florida, broke into a liquor store and, quote, she drank the whole damn bottle.
Same.
It's been a tough year. Being from Florida makes it worse. It Me, drunk possum.
Exactly.
It Me.
Coolio for the most permanently canceled celebrity. It's going to go to Lena Dunham.
Ooh, she earned that.
I've tried with her over the years.
Several times.
Several times. She's canceled. So take the Coolio. And we don't want to hear from you ever again.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
The Coolio for biggest overreaction. I'm going to read a series of tweets. ABC News, breaking, all capitals. Baltimore High School being evacuated for possible hazmat situation. Breathless. It's crazy. A few minutes later, update, all caps. A spokesman for the Baltimore City Fire Department has confirmed the source of the odor was a pumpkin spice air freshener.
Oh my God.
Keep on keeping on, Baltimore. You make me proud to be from you.
The Coolio for undoubtedly the top meme of 2017, because there are really quite a few, goes to that one where the guy is walking along the street with his girlfriend, looking back at another woman.
Yeah.
It has given us all such joy, such life. It is infinite. It contains multitudes. There are literally endless variations of this meme. So stop reading the news for 5 minutes and just go and peruse knowyourmeme.com. And look at distracted boyfriend. It'll bring you a lot of joy.
Yeah, so much joy. So let's end on the best come up this year.
Ooh.
Please. The Coolio Award for the best come up this year goes to Juan Cardi B.
Yay. Yes, she did that.
Okay, because Cardi B went from being an Instagram personality to a cast member on Love & Hip Hop to exiting after, I think, 2 seasons. How long have these women been holding peaches and apples and all kinds of other stuff?
10 years.
Ten years, some of them. She got in, she got out.
Where's Nene's number one?
I'm just saying. She's got number one album. She's featured on this, that, and the other. She's out here doing it.
If you don't feel it in your soul, if you don't hear that song going to your ear, to your heart, to your asshole, it's impossible. And that's what I did. I made a song. And look at that. It hit the charts. It hit the charts.
So why is it important
to have this song? Yeah.
Was it important to have?
So those are the Coolios we have to hand out. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama could have gotten one for best display of not here for this at the inauguration.
Yes.
Actually, let's just give her one.
Yeah,
she deserves it.
Honoring.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the after party now that the war ceremony is over. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
We made it.